And
I carried the mail from 34 to 38 for Spotted Orchid Arvada twice a week. Now we get it three times a week, you know, big deal.
March of progress.
Yeah.
What about to travel outside of the county? Have you had much chance for that?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you go to Sheridan, you're out of the county, you know. And
I guess Arvada's out of the county.
Yes, Arvada's in Sheridan County. But it's dried up, too, now. You know, there ain't nothing there anymore. And it was quite a town. It was, you know, there's two grocery stores and a depot and a hotel and a butcher shop and a garage and a filling station and a bank, and two schools, you know, in there. I think they got a grade school yet. The bank is gone, the grocery stores are gone, the garage is gone.
Claremont doesn't look very healthy either.
Claremont's been like that though as long as I can remember. It never got any bigger.
But Arvada was bigger than Claremont?
Well, I think they had a bank in there. Claremont never had a bank that I know of. And that grocery store, that used to be a hotel in Claremont at one time, you know. Yeah. But that was... See, that was before my time, I guess. I can't remember the damn hotel was even there.
That's interesting. Maybe you could tell me a little about your parents, where they were born, their education and occupation.
Well, my mother was born in North New Jersey, I think. And she came west when she was about 16, I think. Maybe before that. I don't, my dad was born in Rock Springs. And then he went to Nebraska, he was raised in Nebraska. And I think that's where him and mom was married in Nebraska. They were just kids when they ran off and got married.
And how far did their education go, Dave?
My dad went to the sixth grade. My mother had a good education. I don't know how far she went, she had a good education.
Maybe into high school?
Yeah, past that.
That's great. Oh, and their occupations? Did your mother have to work after the divorce? Or?
Yeah, she worked at Woolworths, and she worked in Billings at different stores. I'm a bookkeeper. She was a bookkeeper at Woolworths for a long time in Sheridan. And she worked in Billings, Hart Alvin, and two or three different stores up there she worked at.
And your father's occupation?
He was a telephone man. Mm-hmm. He worked 33 years for a telephone company, I think, in Reno, Nevada.
Uh-huh. Now, did he do any of that sort of work around here?
No.
In Sheridan?
He had a homestead over here on Wildcat. He homesteaded over there before I was born.
Now, maybe you tell me about their social contacts while they were here, or... Did they belong to any clubs or before you were born?
God, I don't know. That's before my time.
Didn't talk much about that.
No.
I see. Okay. What about your, do you know much about your grandparents? I guess you...
No, I don't think there was any on Dad's side. He never did mention him. I asked him one time, any brothers and sisters, and he said no. That's as far as I got with him.
That was the end of that conversation.
That was the end of the conversation. My mother had a half-sister.
Do you have any idea where their birthplaces were or what they may have done, their occupations?
What's that?
Of your grandparents on either side.
No, I didn't know.
Grandmother.
Oh, no, my grandmother. Yeah, she was born in Ireland. She cooked in Cody. She cooked up at Buffalo to Idlewild. And I think she cooked in Sheridan, if I remember. Seemed like she told me that one time. But she come over. She had two sisters in New Jersey, and then she came over here.